The 14th parak continues with Mishnah Aleph, also discussing trapping of animals and also other malachas that could be done, like wounding an animal. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows: the Shmona Shratzim Hamurim Batorah. There are actually 8 Shratzim. These are type of animals that have no legs or wear very short legs. For example, we're talking about snakes or worms or mice, things like that. So there's actually a whole list of the Shmona Shratzim. We'll just list them out quickly: a weasel, a mouse, a toad, a hedgehog, or it could be a porcupine, or a koach, a type of lizard, another type of lizard, a snail, a mole, 8 different types of animals, the Shmona Shratzim Hamurim Batorah that are listed in the Torah that convey tuma when they are dead. The other types of Shratzim do not convey tuma when they are dead. So we're talking about those specific Shmona Shratzim. They actually have a thicker skin, and accordingly that will have a ramification, but we'll talk initially about trapping those animals, hatsadan. If somebody traps those animals, that's the isra of tzeda, v'hachovel b'hem. This is the isra of chavala, causing them an internal wound. Chavala could also be an external wound. We'll explain shortly why we're talking about an internal wound. So if somebody wounds them, chachovel b'hem chayev, you're going to be chayev if you catch it. That's an isra of tzeda. If you chovel, chavala, if you wound them even internally, that is the Isra of Chavala. That's an Isra of Derais as well. Ushka Shara Shkatzim and other types of Shkatzim, the other type of creepy crawly animals that aren't of the 8. So these don't convey Tuma. Shkatzim or Ramasim. Hachov El Bahen Potter. If anyone causes them Chavala, we're talking about internal wounds, because they don't have thick skins, the body reabsorbs the blood, so it's not going to be an Isser Deraisi. Only with the Shmona Shratzim that have the thick skins, the body doesn't reabsorb the blood, that is going to be the Isser Deraisa. Now, when it comes to external wounds, that even of the non-8 is going to be an Isser Deraisa. Continuing, how about these non-8 Shkatzim, Hatsadan, Litzore, Chayev? If somebody catches them, these are types of animals that aren't typically caught. So if somebody indeed catches it because he wants it, you want that animal, that's going to be the Isser Deraisa of Tzeda, of catching. Shalol, Litzore, Chayev. However, if he catches it, he doesn't need it, he just caught it. These are not animals that are commonly trapped. It's going to be a potter. It's going to be an Isser Derabanan, not the Deraisa of catching. Chaya ve'of shebir shuso. If you have domesticated animals, or you have birds, you have chickens that are already in your reshus, they're already confined. Hatsadan potter. If somebody would catch them, they're already considered caught because they're already confined. So it's not going to be an Isser Deraisa of catching. V'achovel b'hen chayev. However, if somebody indeed would do chavala, would injure them, internal wound, external wound, that indeed would be the Isser Deraisa of chavala. Mishnah Beis, we are now going to talk about a Isser Derabanan that is related to the lametes malachas, the specific malacha me'abed of tanning. So it's like working something. So Mishnah Beis talks about ein osim kilmi b'shabbos, you're not allowed to make kilmi, which was brine. What they would do is they would add a lot of salt to water, heavy salt water, and they would use that for pickling. That's the connection to tanning. It's working the food. So there was a problem. If you made this kilmi, it's a Isser of Maris Ayin, you're giving off the appearance that you're going to be using this for pickling. And Hilni, as we'll see shortly, meant to do a lot of it. So you make a lot of water, a lot of salt water, it really looks like you're going to be using that in order to pickle vegetables. Aval Ose, who has Meha Melach, however, smaller amount, you can make salt water, small amount for use on Shabbos, Vitova Behan Pito, and you can dip your food into it, your pas, your bread into it, v'nosen l'tocha tafshil, and you can also put it into your food. So we have a distinction here between if you're making a lot or a little. A little is not a problem, a lot is a problem. Amar Rabbi Yosef, alo hu hilmi b'meruba b'muad. What does it matter if you're making hilmi, whether you make a lot or a little, it's still salt water, we have a concern. We have a concern of marasayin. V'elu hen mei melech hamutorin. So says Rabbi Yosef, my opinion is you can't make it salt water, simple salt water, whether it's a lot or a little, it can be used for pickling. What you have to do is make a change in it so it's clear to everyone you're not going to use it for pickling. So no sin shemen betchila. First, you have to put in a little shemen, a little oil, letachamayim, into the water before you add the salt, or oletachamelech, or put the oil into the melech, into the salt, and then add the water. Don't put the salt and water together. First, you have to put oil in first with one of those two ingredients. What that does, it makes the effectiveness of the salt water much less. It makes it clear to people that you're not going to be using it for pickling, and accordingly, there's no isser of making it on Shabbos if you change the recipe by adding the oil at the beginning. Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about the isser derabanan of refuah on Shabbos, of medicine, of healing on Shabbos, and the major concept that we're going to see is if you are doing something that it's obvious that it's a medical treatment, you would only do that as a medical treatment, you wouldn't do it otherwise, that's going to be an isser derabanan. However, if you do something that could be interpreted as medical, but it's also a normal thing to do, then it won't be a problem. So Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Ein ochlin ezov yon, that's hyssop, you're not allowed to eat hyssop on Shabbos. Why not? Because that's something that only somebody would do for purposes of medicine. That's something that they would actually use, not now nowadays, but they would use it in order to get rid of worms in their intestines. So no one is going to eat the hyssop unless you're doing it for medical purposes. Aval ochel hu et yo'ezer, it's permitted to eat yo'ezer, that's something that they would use also for medical purposes, but also healthy people would eat it as well. Vishose ababuos, and also somebody can drink ababuos. These are items, again, that would be used both for medical reasons and non-medical reasons. The medical reasons, by the way, the Bartonura says that yo'ezer, they would use that, hu mechale hatola'im shebekaved, it would get rid of the worms in your liver, and the abuv ro'eh, hu tov lemi shenizak al sheshata mayim megulim, that is good for somebody who drank water that was left uncovered, so they would have that. But these are items, again, that would use both for medical and non-medical purposes, so it would be permitted on Shabbos. Kol ha'ochlin, ochel adam lerefuah, kol ha'mashkim shoseh. Foods that are typically eaten by healthy people, you're allowed to eat it even for refuah. And drinks, similarly, things that are normally drunk by healthy people, you can drink it even if it's beneficial for medical purposes, because you're not doing something that is only done for medical purposes. But chutz mimei dekalim, the water, with the exception of the water from certain types of palm trees in the land of Israel, that was used as a laxative, so only as a laxative, people who are healthy wouldn't be drinking that. Vikosti karim, and literally a cup of sterility, they would sterilize people from having children. So those, mipnei shen liroko, those you cannot have on Shabbos no matter what, because these would also be used for jaundice, to take away of jaundice. So the healthy would not drink these things, only somebody who had a health issue. Accordingly, it's not permitted. Aval shose hu made the kalim litzmao, a healthy person would be permitted to drink the made dekalim, that's the water from that palm tree, if he was thirsty, but only a healthy person. Vesach shemen ikarin shalol refuah, and somebody would be permitted to apply to his skin for softening of this skin, this shemen, this oil that would use to sterilize for non-refuah purposes, for non-health purposes. Mishnah Dalet, hachoshesh bishinav, continuing the same concept of what can be used for refuah and what cannot be used for refuah on Shabbos. If somebody has a toothache, lo yigma bahen esachometz, it's not permitted to swallow or to actually to gargle with chometz, with vinegar, and to spit it out, because then it's obvious to everyone that you're using it only for health purposes, to take care of that toothache, and not that you're eating it. However, if you eat the chometz, if you eat it in a normal way, it looks like you're doing it in a normal way, even if your attention is for medicine, but you're doing it how healthy people would eat it as well, then it's going to be permitted. Aval metabel, that's what we say right now. But you can dip your food, hu kedarko, you can dip your food into that vinegar, vim nisrapa nisrapa, and if it indeed takes care of your toothache, that's acceptable as well, because you're doing it in a way that is not only done for medical purposes. Hachoshes b'masnav, if somebody has pains in his loins, lo yasuch yain v'chomesh, you're not allowed to anoint yourself with wine and with vinegar, because that's not a normal thing to do, only somebody who is applying those for health purposes would do it. Aval sachu es hashemen, but you would be permitted to apply shemen oil, because people who are healthy apply shemen oil to their skin as well. However, the exception to that, we said you can apply shemen, you can use oil, v'lo shemen vered. You're not allowed to use rose oil, and the reason is because rose oil was very expensive, and it was only used for medical purposes. So if people see that you're applying rose oil, they would know he's doing it because he has a health issue and not because he was simply applying it for enjoyment. On the other hand, mimnei melachim sachin shemen vered al makosem, the exception to the exception. We had the, you can use shemen, but not rose oil. But who is allowed to use rose oil? Mimnei melachim, the princes, those who are very wealthy, they are allowed to apply shemen vered, this rose oil, onto their even their wounds. Why? Because shechein darkam lasuch b'chol. They would use it normally, even during the weekdays, to soften their skin. That means for non-medical purposes. So because they normally used it for non-medical purposes, they would be permitted on Shabbos to use it for medical purposes, because it's not evident then that they're using it for medical reasons. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, a famous clause here, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, all of Klal Yisrael are princes. In other words, we don't distinguish between the different classes, that there are the expensive, the wealthy, and the non-wealthy, the princes and the non-princes, and we'll permit things to do for the princes, but not for other people. Everything, one is treated equally. All of Klal Yisrael's princes, and because it may be permitted to one, then it's going to be permitted to everyone as well. According to that, it would be permitted for any Jew to use rose oil on Shabbos as well.